Whoa, feedback.
All right, let's try this.
This is the voiceover for Comedian movie trailer. Take one.
In a world where laughter was king.
No, in a world, Jack.
What do you mean, no, in a world?
It's not that kind of movie.
Oh? Okay. In a land that...
No, in a land either.
In a time...
I don't think so.
In a land before time.
It's about a comedian, Jack.
One man.
No.
When your life is no longer your own.
What does that mean?
When everything you know is wrong.
That's wrong.
In an outpost.
No.
On the edge of space.
No space.
A girl.
No.
Two girls.
No.
Now.
No.
More than ever.
Stop it.
A renegade cop.
I hate you.
A robot renegade cop.
You're fired.
You're fired.
No, you're actually fired.
I'm fired.
Get out of the booth, Jack.
No. I like it in here.
Brilliant. Did anyone ever actually see Comedian the movie? That's one of my favorite trailers of all time, but I didn't actually see the movie, which isn't a good sign, because I'm about to say that this talk this evening is a little bit like a trailer for what we've got coming up for the next few weeks. We're starting a new series called Move. And this talk is going to be a little taster for you of what's coming up. It'll give you an idea of what to expect. Hopefully it'll whet your appetite. And I can guarantee, unlike many trailers, it probably won't contain the best stuff. The best stuff will come later. So you'll have to keep coming back. Also, it's a lot shorter than the actual feature, so that's good news as well. And also, lurking behind my message this evening, there is another message which is going out to all the other speakers who are speaking over the coming weeks. I think most of you aren't here, apart from Jenny, maybe. So, Susanna, Graham, Mike, and Richard, you will be listening online. Pay attention. Okay. Let's turn in our Bibles to James chapter 2, which is on page 1214. It'll also come up on the screen here. And verse 14-26. Faith and deeds. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by what he does, and not by faith alone. In the same way, Was not even Rahab, the prostitute, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. I'm not sure, many of you may be familiar with that passage, and many of you will probably be thinking about, I guess, arguments that have gone on in the past about faith and works. And there's been a big thing over the years about, is James here contradicting what Paul says about faith, and it's all about faith and grace. And it's interesting because I'm not claiming to be a kind of mega wise or anything like that, but when I read that, that just doesn't really occur to me. To me, it's apparent that it's about the two together. Having said that, I can see why, and I probably do this, why we can fall into the trap of making it one or the other. I guess because of our personalities or our nature, one might come easier than the other. And so in the way we often do, we can fall into the trap of thinking, well, that person's just working the whole time. Are they trying to earn their way into heaven? And or that person's not doing anything, you know. And so we can fall into that trap. But faith in God and his saving grace for us, revealed in Jesus, is the fuel for the works. You can't have faith alone. As soon as you have faith, actions follow. A little MP3 clip, if it works. No. Okay. Doesn't matter. It was... Oh! Only a short bit. I won't sing.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Cool. Yeah. So you can't have one without the other. Or they, I guess... You kind of can. You can kind of have works without the faith. But I just wanted to slip that song in there. And so what do these works look like? And how do we summon up enough faith to see them through? Well, the new series is called Move. And as you can see from the image, we just about see from the image, it's all about where the rubber hits the road. So last term we did, or 2 terms ago, we did a series called Songs in the Key of Life, and it was all about what we do in church and why we do it. Things like why we sing, why we pray, why we read the Bible, why we meet together. Well, this series, the Move series, is really about the effect that that has on the rest of our lives. You see, regardless of how powerful an experience we have here, you know, a fuzzy feeling or a great moment, if that doesn't translate to action when we leave here, then we have to question where that feeling came from, and that's a real challenge. For me and for us all, I think. We're about to watch another video clip. Jonathan actually was joking with me that I would have 17 video clips, but I think I've only got 3. But anyway, yeah, and this is what inspired this series. But before we watch it, it comes with a warning. If any of you are cynical, Okay. And thinking that we all live in London, I'm guessing probably you all are cynical. You might have to just turn the cynical switch off before we watch this, because it's an American megachurch with all the lights and the fanfare that an American megachurch comes with, and there's kind of 27 people on stage playing guitars, and they're shouting, but there is a really good, strong message behind it. So just flick the cynicism off, and let's watch this. Definitely.
We're moving.
Mel's winding.
We're moving. We're moving. We're moving from death to life. We're moving from darkness to light. We're moving from defeat to victory tonight. Somebody's crossing over from shame to grace tonight. Somebody's moving from fear to faith tonight. Jump up on your feet. Somebody's moving from sorrow to joy tonight.
Switch back on. It's fine. Yeah. Wow. It gets me every time. Without the fanfare behind it, from death to life, from darkness to light, from defeat to victory, from shame to grace, fear to faith, sorrow to joy, from dread to expectation, from bondage to freedom, from mourning to dancing. That's for us. We can have that if we're trapped in any way. If something or someone's got a hold on us, God is the answer to that. And it's for others as well. As he said, we can't stay. We've got to go. This stuff that we're talking about, that we sing about, that we read about, it's not just for us here. It's for our community and for the world. We've got to go. We've got a charge to keep. We've got a God to serve, a gospel to preach, broken hearts to bind, hurting people to heal. We are a move of God. Yeah? I love the fact that the guy who's talking here, a guy called Stephen Furtick, he's not holding back, is he? He's like 100% going for it. He's not sitting on the fence. He is completely convinced about what he's saying. He's an all-in kind of guy. I want to be an all-in kind of guy. You see, I'm often thinking, you might think this too, actually about the minimum I can get away with. And think to yourself, what could I do, you know, what's the least I can do and still get into heaven? Or what is the least I can do and still have my prayers answered? I guess, you know, even as I say that out loud, and as you hear that, we recognize that that's completely ridiculous. That's not going to lead to life or great things. That's just going to lead to kind of failure. If we were going for a job, really, really good job, we really wanted it. And in the interview, the guy interviewing us said, have you got any further questions? You wouldn't say, what is the minimum work I could do to keep this job and to get my pay packet at the end of the month? And similarly, on your wedding day, you just before the ceremony, you wouldn't sneak and see your betrothed and say, darling, what is the minimum requirements? What's the minimum standard that I need to keep this marriage alive? We go all in. Passion and love and the realization of something greater than ourselves propels us into action. When we're sure that we're sure that we're sure, we no longer need to be thinking about, are we sure? I don't need to be psyching myself up, I'm just sure. I don't need to psych myself up to believe in gravity. I'm sure. I'm not holding on to something, thinking I may flow away into space. My actions show that I'm absolutely sure. You see, ultimately, our a greater indication of our belief is our actions, not our words or even our thoughts. I'll say that again in slightly better order. Our actions ultimately are a greater indication of our belief than words or even our thoughts. If any of you have done the Alpha course, you may have seen this this final clip. Oh, it's a final clip already. Before, take a look at this cartoon.
Jean-François Gravelet, better known as Blondine, was a famous tightrope walker and acrobat. He's perhaps best known for his many crossings of the tightrope, 1,100 feet in length, suspended 160 feet above Niagara Falls in the USA. His act would be watched by large crowds and begin with a relatively simple crossing using a balancing pole. Then he would throw away the pole and amaze the onlookers. On one occasion, he crossed the tightrope on stilts. On another occasion, blindfolded. Another time, he stopped halfway to cook and eat an omelette. In 1860, a royal party from England came to watch Blondin perform. After his normal spectacular crossings, he then wheeled a wheelbarrow from one side to the other as the crowd cheered. Next, he put a sack of potatoes into the wheelbarrow and wheeled that across. The crowd cheered louder. Then he approached the royal party and asked the Duke of Newcastle, "Do you believe that I could take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow?"
"Yes, I do," said the Duke.
"Ah, hop in," replied Blondin. The crowd fell silent. But the Duke of Newcastle would not accept Blondin's challenge.
"Is there anyone else here who believes I could do it?" asked Blondin.
No one was willing to volunteer. Eventually, an old woman stepped out of the crowd and climbed into the wheelbarrow. Blondin wheeled her all the way across and all the way back. The old woman was Blondin's mother, the only person willing to put her life in his hands.
I love that. Do you believe? Yes, I believe. Get in then. And that I'm so challenged by that. I so often, the things I do and the things I think don't match up. And I'll straight away say, I believe in the power of God, in his love for me. And yet so often, my actions don't completely reflect that. And I want to be a person who jumps in the wheelbarrow, who says, I fully believe, and I'm going to show that with my actions. And that's really what this series is all about. So to give you a taster, the talks we've got coming up in the next few weeks, we've got Move an Inch next week, which is all about looking at opportunities right where we are, looking for God to use us in everyday things, not waiting for a lightning bolt, but just doing it. Then after that, the following week, Move On, when God calls us to new things, maybe moving jobs or locations or whatever. God always has more. He's got a journey for each and every one of us. It starts with God and ends with God, but the scenery can change from time to time. Then Move With, we'll be looking at how we're in this together as a church, both All Saints, but as a church globally, as a community, not on our own. Together we are more than the total sum of our parts. Penultimately, we've got Move Over, which is about taking authority over the devil and the day-to-day distractions that keep us from living out our calling, about claiming the victory that's been won for us and living it out. And then finally, Jenny will be coming to talk on Move Mountains, how with faith as small as a mustard seed, we can see mountains moved. All things are possible with God. We don't need to be timid. We have God on our side. And I'm kind of starting in a similar place to where we're finishing. So this talk is supposed to be called Move Alongside. So now we've got the introduction out of the way, I can begin. But you'll be pleased to hear, I only have one point. And the point is, God is in control. He is in charge. We don't need to drum anything up. We just follow his lead. We can't even drum faith up ourselves, let alone works. Faith itself is a gift from God. In Ephesians 2, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." It doesn't depend on us. Whew. The main character is God. It's better to put a little faith in a big God than lots of faith in little gods. And as I've already said, faith is small, the size of a mustard seed is all we need. It's not about the size of our faith, it's about the size of our God. It's not the quality of your faith that saves you, it's the object of your faith that saves you and spurs you on into action. Martin Luther put it brilliantly, and I put in brackets, I love to say that, because it makes me sound intelligent and learned, which I am definitely not. But check this out. It's quite long, but we're kind of finishing with this. Faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives new birth from God. It kills the old Adam and makes us completely different people. It changes our hearts, our spirits, our thoughts, and all our powers. It brings the Holy Spirit with it. Yes, it is a living, creative, active, and powerful thing, this faith. Faith cannot help doing good works constantly. It doesn't stop to ask if good works ought to be done, but before anyone asks, it's already done them and continues to do them without ceasing. Anyone who does not do good works in this manner is an unbeliever. He stumbles around and looks for faith and good works, even though he does not know what faith or good works are. Yet he gossips and chatters about faith and good works with many words. Faith is a living, bold, trusting God's grace, so certain of God's favor that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship to God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone, serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things, love and praise the God who has shown you such grace. Thus, it is just as impossible to separate faith and works as it is to separate heat and light from fire. Therefore, watch out for your own false ideas and guard against good-for-nothing gossips who think they're smart enough to define faith and works, but really are the greatest of fools. Ask God to work faith in you, or you will remain forever without faith, no matter what you wish, say, or can do. Pretty good. No wonder he's a big star. Faith is a living, bold trust in God's grace. And faith cannot help doing good works constantly. Now, at this point, I'm just about to wrap up, but at this point you might be thinking, well, I'm not doing works constantly. And you might be thinking, oh, flip. According to Martin Luther, maybe I'm not saved. And I'm not saying that. And that's why at the end he says, ask God to work faith in you. And that's what we're going to do now. As our response to this, we're going to ask for God's faith, for him to stir up faith in us, the kind of faith that makes us jump in the wheelbarrow and risk death 1,000 times over. Whew. Yeah? Yeah.